Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back. 17, Jackie Wilson bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book's won 5 international awards, my friends. Sulema Gurani is here. And I love her name. She's the founder of TradeConductor.com, CEO of GetCapitalAid.com. And she has become an expert on the 21st century workplace and the marketplace. She's an entrepreneurial thought leader. Sulema, thanks again for being here. And also a TED Talk mentor. You know, it's one thing to be a TED Talk, get on TED Talk. But folks, when TED makes you a mentor, that's big stuff. That's important stuff. Congratulations on that, Sulema.
Thank you so much. You know, I always love teaching and learning.
Well, that comes across. That's evident in your time with us. So, Sulema, let's just get down to the future of work. You know, there's an old joke about the future factory, and the future factory. There's an office, and the only entities there running that entire plant is a computer and a dog and a man. And the computer's there to run the factory, and the dog's there to keep the man from touching the computer, and the man's there to feed the dog. that's the future work. That's an old joke. But now, here's something somebody else brought to the table who lives where you live, out in Palo Alto. She said that one of the reasons that more people will be available on factory floors with robots is because the cameras have been able to be tied to the robots. So see, what they're worried about when the robots are operating, they're worried about people being there, afraid they'll get killed by the robots. The robots will hit them, kill them, you know. And she was talking about how much the cameras are now able to stop the robot before it hits somebody. And so people are going to be more allowed to be on the factory floor. What do you think?
You know, it's neither or, but it's, of course, the way we work will change. And I wrote a column. I have a weekly column in Forbes. Mm-hmm. And last week I spoke about that managers and humans will now have to cooperate with robots in a different way, because we will work with more robots. But the good thing is, did you know that we actually start loving robots? We start giving them names. We have feelings for robots. I mean, if you put a cute I was at Stanford 2 weeks ago giving a lecture, and I brought with me, with another speaker, a robot, and we changed the voice from being a man to a little boy. and people were like, oh, he's sweet. So our brain really likes robots. It's not that we don't like robots. I like them because they will do some of the work that is boring, that is dangerous.
Right.
So I like them, but we will not need less people. It's actually a big thing. We need to make sure that people keep getting children. Mm-hmm. They do in some areas of the world, but in some they don't. So we need to make sure that women, even though they're educated, they still want to have kids, because we still need people. Because, listen, those robots have to be coded, they have to be fixed, and there will still be work that robots cannot do. But we need people who can really address global problems.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you something else, Sulema. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time now, and I talk about this in my new book, and that is hundreds of years, if human beings don't make it, we'll do it to ourselves hundreds of years before a robot does it to us, I think. Because
just if you've seen the news the last 2 weeks, I mean, just yesterday someone bombed themselves in Tunisia.
But I don't even mean by violence. I mean by using technology. I think the fact that we have not, that we're just on the, not even quite on the threshold of realizing that we have to install digital ethics in our technology.
Yeah.
We have to find a way to put trust on a 9 gigahertz nitrogen cooled 28 core processor. We've got to find a way to do that because our technology, our leverage, our digital leverage, Sulema, is moving faster than our ethics. And I think that's going to impact the future of work too. What do you think?
No, you're spot on, and I cannot wait to read your book. It's very much needed because we have to have a discussion about how to use technology. Now we have it in our home, we have it at work, we have it at school, and it's actually an issue. You might find this interesting, but the more technology, the more you game, the more you look at technology, the more you use technology, your iPad, the more you use it, the lower status you actually have in the society. Think about it for one moment. If a kid has unlimited access to gaming and, you know, IT, he or she is being looked at as a low-status child.
Mm-hmm.
So now we see parents in Silicon Valley, they are back to basics, handwriting,
right.
Piano lessons. So I think you're right. I mean, no, but if you think about it, it's kind of funny. The high-status kids, they have real skills. Low-status kids have online skills. It's just, I'm seeing it happen, and
right.
I think it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Well, and when we come back after the break, I want to talk about some more about this. How do we educate our workers for the future? Because one of the problems we've got right now is we've got millions of jobs going wanting, and we have millions of people who aren't qualified for those new jobs. And we got to fix that. We'll be right back with Sulema Gourani. Sulema, I need your website quickly, please. Sulema.com, SOULAIMA.com. Quick question.
Yes. Yes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.